Home care, how can I help you?
Yes, I was calling to see what kind of services were available.
Sure. So we're a home care agency. We provide home care services, and you can have a friend or family member sign up to care and get paid. What are you looking for?
I was looking for an outside person to come in.
And help you?
Yeah.
Oh, so we can get you that as well. You want us to find you an aide?
Yeah, I mean, so like, what are our options? Like, do you guys work with insurance? Do you work through
Yeah, we work with
Medicaid?
insurance,
What do you?
Medicaid.
Okay. So
Do you have
here's my
Medicaid?
situation. She does, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
And
okay.
which county are you in?
Chester County.
Sure. Okay, great. We do service that area. And is that for a family member of yours?
It's for my mom, yeah, mother.
Oh, okay, sure. All right. You wouldn't want to sign up to work and get paid, right?
I can't. No.
No, okay. So, what is your mom's name?
Linda Fetterman.
Linda.
Yeah, and it's Fetterman.
Okay. And what is her date of birth?
2/10/48.
Would you happen to have her social security number?
No, not on me.
Okay. And you said her name is Linda, Linda
Yep.
Fetterman, Fetterman.
Yes.
There's nothing coming up for that. And you're sure she has Medicaid, right?
Yeah, I'm positive, yeah.
And her date of birth is 2/10/1948, correct?
1948, yep.
That's so weird why nothing is coming up. Is there a way you can get her social?
I don't have it on me, actually. But I promise you, she has Medicaid and UnitedHealth. So I might have her Medicaid number. Would that? All
Oh, that would help, yeah.
right, let me just see if I can get that. Hang on once again, sorry. Okay. All right. Ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Sorry. Oh, it's Medicare.
Medicare. Right?
Yeah,
Oh, that's
Medicare,
something else. That's something else. But could it be that she might be eligible for Medicaid and we can help her enroll in that program? So, would you know her monthly income?
she's retired.
Oh, so she's not, is she getting anything like from Social Security or something like that?
Yeah,
Do you know how much?
think it's 1800.
1800? Okay, so she should still be eligible for Medicaid. We could definitely help her enroll in Medicaid and then find an aide for her. All right?
Hang on, is it possible? Try to turn the down system. She doesn't have Medicaid,
Medicare, and she's
UnitedHealth. Yeah, so it's Medicare and UnitedHealth.
Okay, so she's gonna need Medicaid in order to get the services, but we can definitely help her enroll in Medicaid.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So let me just jot down some information. Linda Fetterman. Can I have her phone number?
Yes, 484-716-9986. Can you hang on 1 second?
Yeah.
All right, let me quit. Okay.
I actually didn't get her phone number. Do you mind giving it to me once again?
484 716-9986.
Okay, perfect. Any additional phone number that I can have on file?
That's the only number she has.
Okay. Like any.
I'm sorry,
how
do, what is the difference between Medicaid and Medicare? I'm so confused.
So Medicaid is a government program, actually. And Medicare is just like the insurance.
Okay.
Yeah. So the home care is a Medicaid approved program.
Okay.
Okay, she needs a caregiver. What would be the case schedule and requirements for the caregiver? What are the patient's capabilities and what does she need help with?
She can barely walk at this point.
Okay. Like she has any diagnosis?
She's got a couple different problems in her.
Okay. So she needs help getting around, cooking meals, right?
Yep.
Taking two appointments.
Bathroom.
All right. And her date of birth is
2/10/1948.
And what's the patient's address?
22 Marion Road, Marian.
And what's the zip code?
19460.
Got it. That's in Phoenixville, PA. Yeah? Is that in Phoenixville, PA?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Are there any minors present in the patient's home?
No.
Oh, okay. Fine. So you're all set with from my end. Let me just see if someone's available to take your call from the intake department so they can guide you further. All right?
Thank you.
Okay, sure. Just a minute. I'm going to take your phone number as well. Do you want us to reach out to you for any updates?
Yes. primary.
Okay, perfect. That will be 484-680-0033?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, it looks like no one is available to take your call right away, so I'm going to have them call you back, all right?
Okay, perfect.
Just keep your phone with you and look out for a call. It's going to be, like, hopefully within the next half hour or hour.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye. You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye.